Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Bartender, champagne.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X, I even know my mammy is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. The world will be among the folks here. D-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
I gave you a little jolt in there to give you a little pep. Happy feeling. Merry Christmas, everybody. And happy holy days. I was watching John Corzine. Can you believe that? I mean, you know, that's like saying your mother sent you out to the store to get a loaf of bread, and she gave you a $5 bill, and you come back without the bread, and you don't have the money. And your mother goes, "What did you do with the money?" And you go, "I don't know. Money all gone." And that's what this guy just pulled with a billion two. First it was a half a billion. And then they said, nah, nobody's going to believe that when they start looking over all this missing money. Let's tell them a billion two and hope they don't find the rest. Now, what I want to know is how much is John Corzine worth? And did his bank account get a little fatter in the last year while this company was going down? And keep in mind, this company was 100 years old. And this guy got in there, and inside of 1 year, he busted it out. John Corzine, the governor of New Jersey. That's why your real estate taxes are so high in New Jersey. And the worst part about it is it's like real estate taxes, high real estate taxes is like a germ. When one state sees what another state can get and filch from its taxpayers, they immediately follow suit. And that's what New York did. Soon as they seen the tax money that New Jersey was making on real estate, on the serfs, New York followed suit. And now if you want to get a studio apartment, you know what a studio apartment is? You know how many square feet? You ready for this? Your kid had a bigger lemonade stand. 387 square feet. And that's what, and they're charging $3,000. $3,000 for a studio apartment. You can shower, feed, and sleep without walking 1 foot. It is ridiculous. And it's unbelievable. Some of the houses are, what they did is they took a regular apartment and they cut it into five different rooms, and they're all five separate apartments now. Unbelievable. And Mayor Bloomingdale is the croupier. He's just reaping in that tax money, and he's building high schools to funny-looking kids. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. So there's John Corzine, and they said, John, what'd you do with the money, baby? He said, money all gone. He's like a blackjack dealer being relieved. He claps his hands together. Money gone. And then he shows the palms up, you know, empty palms. Look, I don't have anything. I don't know where it went. No, I know, I'm the CEO. I'd like to apologize to everybody that's out of work. But I have to go now on my private jet to the Bahamas. I'm going down there for cocktails. John Corzine. John Corzine should get 20 years in jail. John Corzine should get a cell. He should get to share a cell with Bernie Madoff, and they can con one another. John Corzine was on a short list to be Secretary of Treasury. You gave your country away, you fool. You fool, you gave your country away. And now they're going to take the toasters out of the bread line. Wait till it's your turn in the barrel. You did it all. Self-inflicted wounds, America. You can't elect a piñata. When you make a man president, you know, your job is not finished. Your job has just begun. You don't let him off the hook for an hour. You don't say, well, 4 years we'll get even. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, let me take a break. We leave the pride of the Democratic Party in New Jersey. We now turn to the Attorney General, the gunrunner extraordinaire, Eric Holder. And he stands before Congress, and he doesn't know anything either. They should have asked him where John Corzine's money was. He might have had a clue. It's ridiculous. What gets me about these Eric Holder show trials, and Eric is starting to get arrogant. Yeah, what was that? The arrogance of my father? What was it? What was Obama's book that he had somebody else write for him? Speaking of books that somebody else had written for them, I remember when Hillary Clinton came out with her book. Hillary Clinton has just come out. She's just signed a deal with Simon and Schuster, and she got a $10 million advance for her book. And I said at that time, I did a blog. I took a picture of a black and white marbled cover copybook, and I said, You can buy my book for 17 cents, and all the information contained therein will be more than what Hillary's going to put in her book. And not only that, but my book comes with a times table and a weights and measures chart. $10 million from Simon & Schuster was a champagne contribution. Do you think she sold a bunch of books? Yeah, the Democrat Party bought them. And they gave them out to a tribe in Bula Bula. Yeah. But let one absentee ballot get into the state of Florida and watch how quick that goes to Bula Bula. Yeah, we're in trouble. So here's Eric Holder. And here's the media covering up for him. There's Eric. He looks like the victim. Eric, is it true that you sent 2,000 guns to Mexico? No, that's not true. Is it true? You know what gets me about this Eric Holder hearing? The media tells you one border guard died. Oh, one border guard died. God bless that border guard and his family. But that isn't the issue. 50,000 Mexicans are dead, and one border guard. So they're narrowing it down to, what are we concerned about? It's only one border guard. No, it's 50,000 Mexicans and one border guard. It's children in schools that are escaping under gunfire to get out of the classroom in towns that are controlled by narco-terrorists. There are rooms full of chopped up and mutilated bodies in Mexico by drug lords. This is a war of drug lords against the government, and the drug lords could win. And Eric Holder was on the drug lord side by shipping 2,000 weapons. That's enough weapons to arm four regiments and to be a threat to the peace and tranquility of the Mexican people. And that's why they're all pouring over the border and coming to the United States, because they don't want to be caught up in a shootout. And that's one of the problems. And the real problem is not the guns, it's the drugs. Drugs is the biggest killer of everything in America. And until we get rid of drugs, we're going to have high crime, high divorce, and everybody high. Hang in there. And another side effect of drugs is immorality. When you let your guard down, you let your pants down. Ask any cop anywhere in the United States, how bad would the crime rate be if drugs were eliminated? And most of them would tell you, I'd be as busy as a Maytag repairman.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain from a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you, and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. She was pretty girl is just like a pretty
watching a lava pouring out of a volcano this morning on one of the National Geographic channels, and I said to myself, boy, if God wants to take us out, all he's got to do is have lava pour from every orifice in the earth, and we're gone, man. We're all gone. And I'm sure you heard about this new planet that they discovered that has an ideal temperature of 72 degrees. And it's millions of light years away. It has its own sun, a star, and it's 2.5 times the size of the USA. I hope that they never let
that's Earth,
you get
2.5 times the size of Earth.
But the galaxy is so huge, and we don't know where it ends. It is like infinity. And you wonder if God is out there somewhere, you know, like he left the Earth to, Earth is, I gave it its thought, and I'm going to go develop something else now. And you wonder if he looks back and says, you know what, forget about it. But, and you wonder if heaven is just another planet somewhere light years away. And when you go there and you meet all your relatives and beers and nickel and you get a free sandwich. The Tea Party takes a lot of heat and a lot of pressure. And the first thing that the communists tried to do was to take this Occupy America movement and say it was the same as the Tea Party. But if you ever go to any Tea Party rally, there's nobody there blaming the Jews for Wall Street. There's nobody there talking about the overthrow of the government. There's nobody there from the Communist Party unless they're stunt makers sent there to create an incident that makes the Tea Party look bad. There's nobody there from the Nazi Party. So the only thing they can say about them is they're rednecks. And they talk with the southern accents. But they're not all rednecks, and they don't all talk with southern accents. And what's wrong with being a redneck? Where does the word redneck come from? You're working out in the fields all day? If you went to one of these OW sit-ins, and said, how many people here served in the military? You'd get a resounding and nobody. If you go to the Tea Party and say, who's got a DD-214? 80% would raise their hands. And 100% would support the troops. Aren't you tired of hearing all this communist propaganda? We should be out of here. We don't belong there. We bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I'm just watching the History Channel today. The Germans, in 2 months, starved 15,000 Dutch for being uppity against the Reich. They starved them out. 15,000 died. In one little punishment. And that doesn't count all the train loads of people that went to the death camps. Yeah. America, if it wasn't for America, let me tell you, there'd be a lot less people on this earth. There'd be a lot less people. And I'll tell you, the first thing that Hitler would have done is he would have got rid of all the blacks. He would have worked them all to death.
Oh, no. No, he wouldn't have done that. No, he wasn't that way.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you weren't blue-eyed and blonde-haired, man, you were going to the gas chamber. Eventually. But isn't it funny that all those rats, they all look like misfits. They all look like leftovers from an orphanage. They couldn't get into an orphanage. ugly. There's nothing Aryan about him at all. Look at him. A sight to be unseen. Well, let me take a break. To the guys at Pearl Harbor who died on December the 7th, 1941, and all the rest who came to their rescue and kicked the crap out of all our enemies in 4 years on four continents. Didn't take a dollar in booty and came home and built the greatest industrial nation on the face of the earth. Helped complete the building of the greatest industrial nation on the face of the earth. And since that day, it's taken the communists all this time to completely dismantle our manufacturing capability, legislate every fart in every corner, and sell us out to communist Europe. And that's where we are today. We are a that can't pay its bills. And the only way that Obama can get elected is to buy votes with everybody's Social Security money. When they say a tax money, I think a Social Security money. And if you go down to Washington and knock on the door of your favorite senator and say, I'm here, I just retired, and I want my lump sum payment, you'll get lumps of coal. And he'll tell you, no, we don't have that money anymore. We spent that a long time ago. How could you spend it? You're like a bank. You were supposed to be a bank. You were supposed to bank my money. You were supposed to make money with my money. I want my money now. Well, you can't have it. We don't have it. Well, can't you print up a batch like you do for Europe, for European banks? And that's where we're at. But here's some good news. For all you Greenpeace communists out there, the top 15 selling vehicles in the United States this year, of the 15, six are trucks. And in slot number one is a truck, and in slot number two is a truck. Hey, Obama, get the oil out. The solar wind jerks are putting device grips on the LLP of the American people. Did you know that the Social Security money that Obama bought GM votes with, he also invented the people's volt? Did you know that it takes 12 volts to turn one engine over? The Ford F-150 gets 23 miles per gallon, and that's the number one selling truck in the USA. Number one selling vehicle. Obama's Volt gets 60 miles to an explosion. He is all fired up. And have you seen the new Obamabile? And I took a picture of a nice-looking Chevy Camaro, red, and I put a wind propeller on the back of it. And it says, depending on which way the wind is blowing, you can cover 22 inches per day, or as long as it takes the EPA to review a drilling application. If you don't like wind, this vehicle also comes with 12 cats to pull it. We have pussycat power. And the windshield is removable in case you have to lean forward to crack the whip. I was drinking with Nostradamus last night. He said coal and oil will be here for 10,000 years. Also, he told me, a woman named Hister in the State Department will destroy the Middle East. To all you Greenpeace automotive communists out there, all I have to say is, left full rudder. In other news today, a woman has come forward to charge Newt Gingrich for a service she performed for free 67 years ago. She's going to charge him now. When they were playing Doctor and Nurse, and the medicine candy was Red Hots. My favorite kid's game was Milks. And I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to John the Monkey Stewart. Never trust a guy named after an outhouse and a root beer. And he mocked the saintliness of Blessed Laura Ingraham. If you ever see Laura Ingraham when she fills in for O'Reilly, she wears a cross. She wears a nice cross. It's not the commonly worn cross. It's full. The cross is full. And the only thing I can tell you about Laura Ingraham is she's got his heart as big as all outdoors. I remember listening to her show one night, and she was reading letters from the boys in Afghanistan, and she broke down and she cried. And she has been she's a Catholic convert. And she has been through a cancer episode. And I remember when she had no hair. And she stood tall in the face of adversity. So I just thought I would let you know that when John the Monkey makes fun of good people, he is a very evil person. And I would like to say to John the Monkey, may your chest be full of shooting pains as a late-running EMS truck with four flats stops for bagpipe rehearsal. Finally get you to a Catholic hospital that's being closed with only one bed left and a cross over your head, a good nun smiling down on you and saying a prayer as she hooks up your IV to the tropical fish tank, monkey man. Roshan in the highest to Bill, PLO Dancer Maw. And this guy is the most hated guy in America. As a matter of fact, just before our Lord died, he cried out, I'm doing this for everybody but Bill Maher. And in other news today, Alec Baldwin was banned from Greyhound buses, the internet, Soviet spacecraft, and rickshaws. And if we don't clean house in November, we will be the nation that no one remembers. And when we fall, who will take us in? Bartender. A giraffe of wine. And belly dances for everybody. Pose. Send them away. I sent out my Christmas cards by email this year, and I opened it up with global warming, where global warming says that in 10 years the Earth will be 1 degree cooler. So that catches you in the email, and then when you open it up, there's a picture of a nuclear explosion, and it says, show them a 1,600 degrees hotter tomorrow, or until hell freezes over. And that's my argument. Everybody's worried about global warming when you should be worried about a nuclear irradiation. Wouldn't you rather see a nice nativity scene? And I put up a picture of a beautiful nativity scene. It's an artist's painting. Looks like a watercolor. It's very beautiful. And of course, there's Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus, and there's a lamb and an ox and an ass. But enough about John Stewart. And there are some shepherds, and you can see through an archway. You can see the Star of Wonder, which may be a Newt Gingrich. And nobody wants Newt. But anyway, I close out my card with Mary, Christ, Mass, everybody. And Rosh Hashanah, I use Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish word for Hosanna, in the highest. Because Hosanna actually was a Rosh Hashanah. And then I throw in a little Latin, a Deum de Deo, Illumen de Lumine. God of God, a light of light. And that's my Christmas card this year. But I'm sure the nuclear explosion is a very pretty one. It's all orange, red and orange, and you can see it also creates like a mirror image. It has like a crown, a halo on top of the explosion. And God forbid we should ever see it. And speaking of God forbid, right after 911, there's something you should know. In Staten Island, the U.S. Navy built a home port for a guided missile ship, the Normandy. And then they had budget cuts. And the first guy to sell out the Navy was Chuck Schumer. He signed off on closing the home port. So here, a whole community bought property around the Navy home port, and they were planning on opening restaurants and all kinds of stores, and Chuck Schumer killed the business. And they sent the Normandy down to Virginia. I think they sent it down a year before 9-1-1. Had the Normandy been at that home port on 9-1-1, it had the capability of bringing down the second aircraft and the first, if they had proper notice. But let's say they didn't have any notice, but they got ready for the second one. They could have stopped the second one. And my conviction was reaffirmed today on the military channel because they just had a drill to do exactly that, to stop a plane from hitting a building. And they had the ship was, I think it was the Fitzgerald, the USS Fitzgerald. And they were doing that exact same scenario. And the first guy to say, what did Bush know and when did he know it, along with Hillary Clinton, was Chuck Schumer. Thank you, Chuck. And Chuck also votes to burn the flag, along with Hillary Clinton, and kill kids, along with Hillary Clinton. Just in case the demo commos realize that Obama's getting thrown out, and they're going to try and save the day by bringing forward Hillary Clinton. Never happened. Your time is up. And I probably wrote that in my book, The Spirit of America Party. So if you get my book, it's chapter 3, Terrorism. It might be in there, the mentioning of... And also, I also criticized the Pentagon. They weren't ready either. But you know, a 50 caliber machine gun on the top of the World Trade Center could probably have brought a plane down too. Just as it was making the turn. But that's all water under the bridge, as Ted Kennedy used to say. Hang in there. Do you know the Mark Rich story? Mark Rich is a very successful businessman. He had oil dealings with Iran. He was tried and convicted by Rudy Giuliani. I forget what the charges were, trading with the enemy or violating U.S. law, but he was tried and convicted, and he skipped the town rather than go to prison. And along the lines, the Democrats needed champagne funds, and somehow Mark Rich's wife gave President Clinton a golden saxophone in a proper presentation, and... Not only that, but a lawyer who worked for Bill Clinton brought a package. When I say a package, a proposal, you know, paperwork. I don't know if there was any green in the paperwork, but he brought a package. And the package was that when Bill Clinton was president, that he would pardon Mark Rich. Now, why would he pardon Mark Rich? Would he pardon... Joe DePlumber? No, Joe DePlumber has no financial credentials. Okay, so he pardoned Mark Rich. And guess who the bundler of the package was? Are you ready?
Oh, good.
I bet your heart's beating with anticipation. Eric Holder. Oh, what a small world. What a small world.
Giants going to win everything.
And in the words of John Corzine, I don't know where the money went. I don't know. Money all gone. Yeah. And that's what's robbing the treasury. They're all down there. I wanted to get a cartoonist to paint me a picture of pirates looting the treasury. And, you know, they're taking the last coin out. And that's your government at work. I don't think they plan to stay here once we lose to the enemy. I think they have... They're going to Monaco. Yeah. They're going to rule in absentia. Yeah. Hang in there. We're going to wrap this session up, and I'm going to give you another one of my pet peeves. Every day you lose a little bit of freedom that you don't pay any attention to, or you feel it's not that important, or you don't even notice it. But every day, the ACLU gets up to take another one of your freedoms away. Every day, the media lies to you over and over again, and the lies get bigger and better. Every day, you're being conditioned to accept communism. And I'm going to give you an example. The latest trend, the latest communist trend, is to replace a moment of prayer with a moment of silence. And you know what? You think about that. When they say, let's have a moment of silence, who are they silencing? They're silencing you. I'm going to have a moment of prayer for all of the troops who have died for this country, who have taken shrapnel wounds for this country, who limp around trying to find a job, who get the shaft every day of the week. And the worst part about it is they are less than 1% of the population of the United States. You think about that. That's, I call them the skeleton crew of freedom. And the only reason that you're alive today is because of them. Because if it wasn't for them, you'd be on the end of somebody's bayonet. So let's have a moment of prayer for the American troops and the American people. Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, of thee I sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light, great God our King. I'm going to start with taps. You're going to hear a lot of scratches on a vinyl record. This record was made by the cast of World War II. For every scratch, count 8,000 dead Americans who died so that you could live.
You know, when you see the flags that fly in at government property, you'll see the American flag, and many times you see the POW flag. And, you know, you never hear about POWs because they're like an unwritten episode in the history of the United States. They're forgotten. Nobody is pursuing their lot. And a couple of things come to mind in Korea, I think. There were guys that were captured that were sent to the Soviet Union for experimentation. In Japan, it took American pilots and sent them to a medical experimental center in North Korea. And I think I recall that some of the guys that flew on Doolittle's raid, some of those pilots that were captured were used in kidney removal experiments without anesthesia by the Japanese. And the Japanese were building a biological warfare center in North Korea. And they were experimenting with bubonic plague, dropping bubonic plague on the west coast of the United States. And they practiced on a lot of North Koreans. And it must be terrible to be forgotten. It must be terrible, you know. The old American theory is, you know, I'm an American and somebody will come for me. And it must be terrible when nobody remembers you. And you eke out the rest of your life, you know, as the forgotten American. And the only, when you're in a tiger cage or in a sweatbox, the only person that's in there with you is this guy. Thank you. I'm a big opponent of bringing back the draft. I think that America is wussing out. I see guys that go to the gym and they are big and bulky and strong, but they're afraid of work. And I think we have too many wimps in the country. And I'm sure if you ask the girls, they'll tell you. They'll tell you the same thing. We got too many wimps. And you can see every day the communists try and make Americans weaker. No dodgeball, no fisticuffs, no bullying. And that's all to break the spirit of America. And another reason that I would like to see the draft come back, I think it would discourage people from coming to this country for a free ride without paying any dues. When I got my draft notice at 18, I pushed up my draft because the average age that they got drafted in my neighborhood was 26. And I didn't want to wait till 26, so I pushed up my draft at 18 right out of high school. And when I got into the service, I was there with guys that just got off the boat from Germany, South America, Hungary, Ireland. And as soon as their feet hit American soil, they got their draft notice. Welcome to the United States. Come serve your new country. And I think that was great. And I think that if we had the draft today, some of those guys wouldn't be here knowing that they were going to be drafted. And I just read a tribute to a Cuban-American who I think he died at 83 years old. And his name was Patrick Ochoa. He's from California. And he came in the 50s from Cuba. And he was in his third year at a university when he got his draft notice. And he was brought into the 82nd Airborne. And he was sent to fight for his country in Korea. And he was one of the greatest of pro-Americans, as many Cubans are. In the state of California. And he was honored at his funeral by many people. So that's the type of people I want to see coming to this country. I don't want to see Americanos.
Y likes that rock and roll. He's playing baseball, loves Marilyn Monroe. A Coca-Cola Joe and a piece of bagel.
You know, in the 50s, one out of three songs had God in them. One out of three rock and roll songs had God in them. Here's a sample.
That made you the angel you are.